If you're enjoying the show and you'd like to get more, maybe you want to get bonus episodes, maybe you want to get episodes early, maybe you'd like to join monthly video hangouts with me, Jeff, and other fans of the show, the way to find out how to do that is to go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. But yeah, get a screen for your fucking door, dude, if you're going to leave it open all night.
I think maybe we should.
That's crazy. Yeah. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
World's going through a lot of stuff right now, Anthony.
I had not heard.
Yeah. There's a lot of strange phenomenon going on. A lot of things we're living through that may seem alarming to many people.
Aliens?
Perhaps. You never know.
Are they legal aliens?
Yeah, that's the problem. One of the things that perhaps is not getting enough attention that is really...
Oh, the Space Force is what I say.
In any other time of our history, probably would be front page news all the time, constantly. Volcano.
Volcano.
Is erupting.
The Tommy Lee Jones movie.
Volcano.
Is now on 4K Blu-ray, and it's on sale.
We just needed to let everybody know that.
Nobody's paying attention to the fact that this quality film, superior in every way to Dante's Peak, is out on 4K Blu-ray.
It was Dante's Peak.
Pierce Brosnan Volcano movie.
Right. You do know your Volcano movies.
I am sort of a movie volcanologist.
Are you?
But only a movie volcanologist.
I love the term volcanologist. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. No, there's a full-on eruption of a volcano in Hawaii right now on the Big Island.
Yeah.
It has consumed
weeks.
Months. It's consumed.
Years.
It's never
the
not
dawn
been.
Of time. There has always been the volcano and there always will be the volcano.
It has consumed 700 homes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a real tragedy. It's crazy. But from a science perspective, fascinating.
Dope.
Yes. I mean, you know how it ever.
Wow, science. No wonder why so many people are against you on Twitter these days.
You're so
and
callous.
And in the government. You're so cold and callous. Science looks at that and goes, fucking sweet. Can't wait to study that. Calm down, science.
I know. But you know how every kid at the science fair makes the volcano that erupts because that's science.
10,000 six-year-olds watching it on the news going, I know what's going on.
Yeah, I
got it. No, I've seen that.
Yeah, I made that.
I know what's happening.
I made that out of paper mache.
Mm-hmm.
So here are some interesting things. We actually got a bunch of different stories all about the volcano. I'm going to try to coalesce them into one episode. But these are various different interesting scientific things we're noticing based on an active volcano that is spewing lava all over Hawaii.
Number one, lava hot.
Lava's so hot.
Lava, like, you know it's hot.
But you know what?
But then when you're like next to it,
look at it.
Oh, shit.
Have you ever looked at lava and gone, it's not that hot?
You ever try to melt a rock with a lighter? Doesn't fucking work.
Not hot. Not
lava
hot enough.
Hot.
Lava super hot. So one of the things we're noticing, lava hot, but paradoxically, what lava create, cold.
Go on.
One of the stories we got is about how there are winter weathery advisories on the Big Island, all over the Big Island, because of the volcano.
Oh, particulate in the air?
It's steam that gets projected up into the upper atmosphere, cools down, and becomes sheets of ice that then fall on upper elevations.
Yeah.
So anything above 12,000 feet in Hawaii on the Big Island, crazy winter, crazy...
The volcano is just like Earth's version of those guys, those dads on YouTube that go out into a freezing day with a hot pot of water.
Yeah, right.
That's what a volcano is.
Right. But so hot at volcano, cold above volcano. Mm-hmm. It's a crazy mismatch of insanity. In fact, meteorologists are saying that they have never seen this before on this scale. It's a completely kind of unobserved phenomenon that we knew could happen. But the fact that literally they have to advise people, hey, there is burning hot lava spewing out of the earth. And as a result, it's going to be really cold. It's going to be really cold. Crazy, right? Freezing rain, ice, anywhere above 12,000 feet. There's ice on roadways. It's creating dangerous conditions. So people...
So you're saying that incredibly hot conditions, like hotter than average conditions now, could lead to... desolate and cold conditions in the future, and there is an observable phenomenon right now that lets us see that and know it on a small scale.
Right.
When it could potentially happen at a larger scale in some way, is that possible? Has anybody thought of that?
I don't know what you're getting at.
Me neither. I am just spitballing. I'm just thinking things out loud. I'm just making connections as I see them.
I'm just talking about one singular volcano that's super weird that happened. It's unlikely to have any ramifications on a global scale.
Sure, sure, sure. A volcano wouldn't, but like there could be other things that if temperatures rose.
Yeah, but what are the odds of that?
Okay. Yeah, true.
Like on a global scale, temperature rising?
No.
Seems very unlikely.
No, I don't think so. So that's miserable. That's miserable because you're like, oh, cool. Hot lava destroys everything. And now my reward is freezing rain that I live in without a home.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope,
700 dope. Homes gone. They say that 200-foot lava fountains are continuing, quote, unabated.
Hey,
lava fountains.
Hey, by the way, y'all, I'm just going to let you know for the next couple episodes, be kind and be gentle about background noise.
Yeah.
We're recording on a day and time that we normally don't record.
We're recording on an active volcano now.
Yeah, we're actually recording in, we are really good journalists.
Yeah,
and
recording
we wanted
live
to be there.
Here at this.
Motherfucker's just going to walk right by the door with it turned on. Wow.
We shouldn't have so much grass around the door.
Shockingly, I thought there was very little. We're recording at a day and time that we don't normally record because our schedules this week are all crazy.
Yeah.
Please excuse any background noise you hear.
So another thing that the volcano creates, never heard of this, VOG.
No, there was a VOG under the rug.
Was there a VOG under the rug?
Yeah, in a walk it in my pocket, the Dr. Seuss one.
Oh,
that
right.
was the page that always scared the hell out of me. The VOG under the rug.
You don't want that VOG under your rug.
It is a lovely book full of whimsical creatures up until you get to about the middle and then you flip it. It's like, there's a walk it in my pocket.
Yeah.
There's like a Wable on the table and like, look at that fucking Wable go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get to the middle of it and like, it's the kid like peering into a doorway in a dark room.
Yeah.
And you just see a pair of eyes and it's like, there's a VUG under the rug. And it's like, fuck that.
Yeah. Don't put that VUG in that rug.
Why is there a VUG there? And why is a VUG? And why can't I see it?
Why is there a goat in my throat?
So anyway, I know what a VUG is.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the VUG is
moving on to the next thing, Jeff.
VUG is volcano fog. What?
I already said I know.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, I'm telling them. It's not all about
we
you.
We all know, Jeff. Go on though.
VUG is volcano fog.
That's not right.
I think we all know what a portmanteau is, and the only way you could describe volcano fog is by calling it VOG.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have anything to say about
fog? I would call it a fogcano.
Sure.
Personally.
Do you have anything to say about volcano fog?
It's very harmful. It's
because it's not regular fog, is moisture, it's vapor.
This is sulfur dioxide.
Yeah.
Not so good.
No.
Not so good. It looks darker than normal fog, mostly because it is darker than normal fog in every way.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You ever watch that movie, The Mist?
Yeah.
Volcano fog is actually scientifically the mist.
It will Don't come, go out in the mist.
It will come for you.
Yeah.
It will come for Aaron Paul.
Are you going to try
to? It will come for Sam Witwer.
You try to stay in that convenience store. Mm-mm. Not good.
No.
You eventually have to leave that convenience store.
Yep.
Not too convenient.
You ever watch the TV show? I never watched the TV show.
I didn't watch the TV show. I thought the movie was all right.
The movie was fine.
But I liked the book. I read that book.
Anyway, that was all volcano fog. So how much of this is in the air and how dangerous is it to the population?
Extremely and a lot. Or vice versa.
Right.
A lot and extremely.
Great.
So there are strong winds on the Big Island right now, and they are pushing
I love that you
VOG.
You just Willy Wonka'd your answer to death fog.
Stop, reverse
Strike
it.
That, reverse it.
Yeah. The death fog, good news for people who are not on the Big Island of Hawaii. Mm-hmm. The death fog doesn't care what island you're on, and it is traveling to the smaller islands as well. So Maui, getting some VOG.
Yeah.
There's a lot of VOGers on Maui now.
Great.
You know,
walking around,
vogging,
cameras pointed at their faces,
constantly vogging,
dying.
You got to create that content, VOG.
This is super bad.
Yeah. But all is not lost, Anthony. There is some beauty out of this chaos, some science beauty that I didn't want to go without highlighting. Another article we got is all about how the volcano is sprouting goddess hair, golden goddess hair.
What is goddess hair?
So tiny, thin strands, as small as human hair. It really resembles human hair. There's a picture of it right there. Golden strands of goddess hair. It looks, you would think maybe it is gold. No, it's glass. It's glass that has sprouted from, well, it probably is melting.
Can you smoke your weed out of it?
I mean, you'd have to get so much of this goddess hair.
It looks like there's a lot.
You have to harvest the goddess hair and then make a bong. Is that your plan?
I mean, a bong is a little above my skill set, but at least a tiny pipe.
I would
imagine that one might even naturally form.
Because it's Hawaii, it would just naturally form dakine?
No, I'm just thinking it's coating the side of this volcano with this golden goddess hair. I would imagine over a large enough square footage, this is like a monkey on a typewriter deal. And some of it may be like good for smoking out of.
Monkey on a typewriter. On an infinite scale, everything turns into a bong?
Yeah. Or at least a pipe, Jeff. You keep going to bong and I'm telling you like you're going too far.
I don't know how drugs work.
Yeah, I know.
But if you're saying scientifically, any scientific phenomenon done long enough and with enough materials, eventually you can smoke it.
We found out last week that if you just sit still long enough, you get stoned.
That's true. That's a good point.
Come on, you're saying it's completely out of the mathematical realm of possibility that some of this glass formed into something that I could smoke something out of.
I'm not saying that. I was just, just want to be clear on what your
fucking dream crusher
hypothesis is here.
Breaking my dreams like so much goddess hair against rocks.
Well, speaking of breaking, here's the problem with the goddess hair. Beautiful.
It's going to break.
Beautiful, delicate strands of glass.
Yeah. All over everything.
All over everything. Shattering. And they're finding out it's getting into the water supply.
Oh, God.
So tiny, barely perceptible shards of glass in the water supply. So as you come down from the freezing high elevations to your burned out home, and you just want a glass of delicious water because your house is literally consumed by molten lava.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drink it.
Much like that dog in that tiny hat. You're sitting in your flaming home and you say to yourself, time for a glass of water.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine if I could just quench this thirst.
This is fine, sure.
This thirst born of moving from the most frigid, icy element to my molten house.
Yeah.
All I want to do is just quench that thirst. Do not drink that water. It's got goddess hair in it.
This is a thing that I was terrified of for a little while. Just like anytime I get a glass in a restaurant that has like the tiniest like chip in it, I'm just like, that chip's in my drink.
Yeah.
That chip's in my drink and I'm dead now.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's over.
It's ripping up your insides as you speak.
Yeah. I took a swallow of this water before I saw that there was a tiny chip in my glass.
Yeah.
And this is how I die. This is it.
Yeah.
I die at this shitty Italian restaurant. Not even a good restaurant.
Yeah, not even goddess hair.
I'm in for like lunch because I just happen to be in the neighborhood and nothing looks good. And this is how I die.
Yeah.
Waiting on a meeting.
With a checkerboard.
Killing time before
tablecloth.
I go to a meeting.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I can't imagine, like, what a fucking terrible thing. This has been going on for months. Is there any plan? Can you make plans in the face of a literal natural disaster like this?
It sounds pretty bleak. Mm-hmm. They say the goddess hair is virtually invisible and it's almost weightless. They're easily picked up by the wind.
But if you weave a girdle out of it, you'll be invincible.
That's right. At least your pelvis will be invincible.
Yeah. I know my mythology. Listen. Jeff.
Yes, sir.
I'm not just talking about the goddess hair. I'm talking about this entire situation.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the disaster relief plans? What's going on? How much longer is this volcano going to erupt?
We don't know.
Are we good at that yet?
No.
We don't know?
Our government is terrible. Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily talking about government. I'm talking about, is there any way scientifically to estimate how long the volcano will continue to erupt?
I think they're already surprised that it's still going. The fact that we still have 200 foot tall fountains of lava is beyond what anybody expected at this point. So
Fountains of Lava was the worst pop punk band.
Yes.
So this is going to go on for an incalculable amount of time. We don't know.
We're not sure.
And then what sort of things, I mean, I would imagine the answer right now is just get to shelter. I hope that there are enough public shelters set up. And also like bottled water, and hopefully they have enough bottled water. The interesting thing about Hawaii, I don't know how many of you know this, it's an island. So getting things to and from Hawaii, like if you've ever been to Hawaii, things are just like naturally much more expensive there.
Yeah.
Because they have to get to fucking Hawaii.
Yeah.
So I have to wonder what this is doing for getting relief supplies to them, in the quantity that they need, and even ships getting close to the island.
Right.
Is all of that stuff affected?
Well, they keep reminding people that the tourism industry is not shut down, that you can still come to Hawaii, but it certainly seems like this is a deterrent.
Sure.
This is a hurt. And that's another problem, is that these people are suffering.
There's a coal fire in Pennsylvania that's never gone out, and you can go to the diner next to it.
Right.
You don't have to though, Jeff.
Well, that's the problem.
You can go
is
to another diner.
We literally have a state in the union who's only there to welcome visitors, and all of the press, like, for example, what we're talking about kind of prevents people from doing that. Is an impediment to their only means of income.
Well, listen,
that
man,
sugar, I guess.
I certainly feel bad about that, but at the same time, like, there is an active volcano. We can't say there's not an active volcano.
Right.
We can't say that things are, but you can't be like, hey, listen, if the press could just downplay this natural disaster, because it's really fucking with our weekend tourism.
Yeah.
Like, sorry?
Did you see that picture of the dude playing golf with the like volcano erupting behind him? You seen that one kind of went viral?
No.
This is America 2018. And it's a dude like just chilling in a polo shirt and shorts in front of the giant spewing lava of a volcano. The perspective is a little deceiving. It's much farther back than it looks, but
it was like compressed. They took it with a telephoto lens.
Right. Dude is still, you know, just having the time of his life as the world ends behind him.
Sure.
So that's where we are.
It's very apropos, I think, for 2018. I didn't see that photo, but I did break my 15-minute social media rule yesterday. Mm. And boy, did I immediately just become angry and sad again. Yeah. So right back on that rule.
Story of my life right now.
Right back on that rule.
All I get is angry and sad.
So
we got a lot of problems. Volcano kind of, when a giant active spewing volcano in our country is like 15th or 16th on the most scary problem we're dealing with.
In ancient times, people would maybe say that this volcano is due to what we are doing right now. People might
ancient
say.
Ancient times or certain religions right now.
People might say the earth, she angry. That's what people might say. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do they talk at all about relief efforts? Are people generally kind of okay? Like,
I mean, no, these articles don't really touch on that. These are more science articles about the phenomenon of the volcano. But certainly if we have any Hawaiian listeners, we certainly our thoughts are with you. It seems like a really scary thing that is ongoing. I mean, it's not stopping.
It's interesting because like, I think the only analogous things that I have are, there were a couple times growing up in Florida where like my neighborhood was basically shut down for a week due to a hurricane. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple times in New York when a snowstorm like really knocked out my neighborhood and kind of trapped me but like that's on a week, even though like a week feels horrible, but it's on such a small scale combined to how exponential things get over multiple weeks.
Yeah.
At the end of a week, things get kind of like, Jesus, we really need the power to turn back on. I'm feeling sick. We're running out of food.
Well, imagine this too. Your house, it's one thing if your house is destroyed. I mean, it's awful, obviously, if your house is destroyed by a hurricane, if your house is destroyed by a flood, as we saw last year. All of those things are horrible and they require a lot of rehabilitation to the area. I can't imagine what it's like when molten lava dries and hardens where your house used to be.
I mean, hopefully.
What is that process about?
I know it's not inexpensive, but if tourism is still going, then hopefully there are enough people that are affected that are either able to get shelter on the island, and if not, are able to just get on a plane, get on a boat, come to the mainland and stay with people that they know. Fingers crossed. This is crazy, man.
Crazy.
We have no thesis statement for it other than volcanoes. Am I right?
Yeah.
That's what we've got.
Yeah. Watch out for the VOG.
Sorry if that sounds like a heartless thesis statement, but we're sorry. We're sorry about the volcano.
We're sorry. We're sorry we've angered the earth.
Yeah, we're sorry that everything we're doing is just making the volcano angrier and angrier. And we're sorry that that's probably culturally insensitive for us to say.
I don't know.
I'm just thinking about every movie I've ever seen about Polynesian culture and thinking to myself, oops, we shouldn't talk about angering the volcano god. Anyway, great episode. This is where we're going to end it. And I'm not going to give a hashtag because don't talk to me.
Yeah,
about
maybe
this.
Instead of using our hashtag, find a relief organization that you can.
Yeah, go to Charity Navigator and find somebody that is helping Hawaiian relief efforts and give a little if you can. What a downer. Bye.